Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Don't bang me, you're dumb! You're dumb. You bang me. You choose me. That's what I think. Every girlfriend I've ever had, every girl I've ever banged, stupid. What are you doing? It's me.
Stiff Socks, back on the road. We are touring. Bop, 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 bop. We're going to get into the episode very momentarily, but let me just plug these shameless tour dates. Me, Trevor Wallace, I will be having my own show in Los Angeles, May 8th. Come on out. Jam in the Van, very fun venue. And then that's May 8th. We got May 25th through the 27th, San Antonio, Texas. 3 shows, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Omaha, Nebraska, June 17th through June 19th. Des Moines, Iowa. I know where Iowa is, not Idaho. Des Moines, Iowa, July 1st through the 3rd. Then we got Liberty Township, that's 30 minutes outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, August 6th through 8th, Liberty Township, Oklahoma City, August 12th through the 15th, Oklahoma City. And wrapping it up for this summer, we got Spokane, Washington.
Goddamn.
Very fun city for comedy. A lot of drugs out there. August 19th through the 21st, Spokane, Washington. TrevorWallsComedy.com. Mr. Blaustein, your dates.
Mr. Blaustein on stand-up comedy tour. May 4th, I am in Nashville. May 5th, I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. May 12th, I'm in Houston, Texas. May 13th, I'm in Dallas, Texas. And then June 17th through the 20th, they added a show on Thursday. So now it's June 17th to the 20th. I am in DC. Get your tickets at blaucomedy.com.
And I believe Mr. Blaustein is kind enough to join me for some of these road dates so you can see the both of us some of those cities that I am doing. But if Michael's also there, please go see him. Last thing we got to say, this is mainly on the point for the YouTube people. May 5th, we're moving our channel off of my YouTube channel and onto its own Stiff Socks podcast page. A lot of you guys already subscribed to it because it was the old Stiff Socks clips page, but literally nothing is changing. We're just putting it on there so we can post more clips and YouTube shorts and a bunch of other fun stuff. May 5th, the episodes will no longer be on my YouTube, but they will fully be on its own YouTube. Just search Stiff Socks podcast. You know what I wanted to say?
I would love to hear it. I'm bringing up notes right now. Go ahead.
You got notes shit to talk about?
Baby, yeah.
I love doing that too. When something happens in the week and I go, oh, this is going to be funny.
Yup.
Or when the lady does something or says something and she sees me pull out my phone. She goes, is this going to be on an episode? I was like, yeah.
And she goes, am I going to be upset about this? And
the you go, clip where we talked about watching porn for the first time did 8 million on TikTok. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I think we should talk about it again.
Porn. Anyways, this week, after that TikTok and my Fleshlight video, like, popped the fuck off, Fleshlight reached out and they're like, hey, man, we love what you're doing. Just hilarious to hear from Fleshlight.
So funny.
Can we send you some stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Pack in the mail. It's gone. I opened up a box from Fleshlight. They sent me so many things to put my dick in and around. Yes, sir.
Can I have some of
this? Yes.
Great.
Dude, they sent me one.
Yes.
That comes.
Uh-huh.
No, it comes with a drying case. It's so funny. I should have brought it.
Oh.
Patreon. Anyways. Jesus, Corona. But it looks like a magic bullet, like the inside where it dries.
Got it.
It sits on like a gun rack almost, and then there's air that lets it flow to the bottom. Not only this, it comes with, so it's you fuck it, you jam your sarcophagus down. Is that a word? Is that a cockroach?
Sarcophagus is a city in New Jersey.
There's no way that's real.
I swear to God.
You're fucking with me.
Sarcophagus is a city in New Jersey. Look it up, because Akash Singh lives there.
Yep. Really?
Let's dox him.
Wow. So you put your sarcophagus in there, the whole population, but it has grip individual for each finger.
You don't.
Like, have you seen? You remember when kids used to like buy like brass knuckles?
I know exactly what you're talking
that,
about.
That it looks like it has brass knuckles for your cock. Title maybe, probably.
Maybe.
But it's really, but one for not the thumb, but I guess the thumb goes around the top for the cock. But but it's like that rubbery feel.
Yeah, yeah.
And you put it in there, and then you get like, who's losing grip of that?
Oh, hold on. You put it in it?
Yeah. So like picture.
Well, your fingers. Do your fingers go actually in the fleshlight to have more grip, or go on the outside? They have like finger holsters.
Let me say that. Have you ever seen a coffee mug that has like the brass knuckles on it?
Yes.
So it's like that.
Yes.
So you
hold it,
and then it goes around, and then you just bop, 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 bop. And then they also sent me. So that's so cool.
How like, fast are you going?
Well, that
with
and also
this?
How lubed up are you? Where you're losing grip? Where are you jerking off?
To me, the loop is going.
How many speed bumps are you hitting?
I just like
potholes.
Why do you need?
I haven't tried it yet.
Why? All right, pause.
I think
go try it. Come back. We're very close to your house.
All right, I tried it. Yeah. So they sent me that, which I'm gonna get overwhelmed. I don't know which one to use first. They sent me that. So they sent me that. They also sent me a. Like a little travel one, little pocket rocket.
A travel
pocket
one?
Pocket cocket. So what it is, it's like a condensed fleshlight where it's just like a, God, I don't even know what this, it's probably
do
the
you
size
put it in
of,
water and it gets to be a big fleshlight?
I hope I can do it with my penis. Like those dinosaur pills. But it's like, have you ever seen those balls that you're supposed to, like, it's for your wrist? It's like a plastic, like, cylinder, and then there's a ball inside. You're supposed to wind it up.
I sort of know what you. I can visualize what you're
like
talking
that.
About.
It looks like that. It's this clear, like, little tube. It's the size of maybe if you stack three rollerblades on top of each other,
got
laying
it.
Down.
Got it.
And then the inside, that fleshlight material. But it's like, you know, it comes with a traveling case. So your dick goes through the outside. So it's like you're just like banging out a, like a little 6-inch Subway sandwich.
Got it. I need you to try. Like, I want to hear the experience.
I'll FaceTime you.
Okay. Oh, shit. All right.
And then the last one they sent me three sex toys. The last one they sent me is supposed to stimulate a blowjob. I don't know how.
Like, so on a stimulator blowjob.
Stimulate a
blowjob?
How it feels is supposed to be like a mouth. I'm thinking it's going to be probably like if a car wash, you could fuck.
God, I'm hard.
Cock wash.
Side
talk.
Okay, I'm into all of this. The travel one I'm into as well. The case is hilarious.
Oh,
the one that dries it. Why do you need? Is it to dry the cum, or you wash it and then it
wash
dries?
Wash it. Yeah.
Well, that's annoying.
Well. Yeah. But it's either that or you go back the next day and it's got a little bit of mold on it.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, man, there is literally, I can't think of, I mean, obviously there's much worse things, but in my life, I can't think about something worse than coming, having a little cum sleep nap, you wake up, and it's just like full of, a fleshlight full of your own semen is the most depressing thing
you gotta change
in the
world.
Goals.
Yeah. That's literally why, like, I literally use that fleshlight for that video. I don't even use it. I use it for like props because there's nothing more depressing than washing that thing out.
Oh, God.
And you gotta like lay it out to dry on like a paper towel. And people are coming over to your house, they're like, what is that?
But also like you have to wash out in your sink.
Yeah.
Like it's like you use your sink every day and I don't want to be scarred by being looking at
the neighbors
sink,
like, how's it going, Ted? Just washing out your fleshlight. Me too. Wife's like, what do you mean?
Dude, there's an apartment building next to my apartment building where like they have balconies that look into my kitchen.
Oh, boy.
I forget all of the time. I like freshly jerk off or freshly fuck, and then I go to the kitchen to grab some water out of the Brita. Rock hard pee-pee, blue chew, rock hard penis, and I'm just like, they're definitely perusing what's happening.
Yeah,
looking,
I do that too. Yeah.
But the thing is, we've talked about this before, but there's nothing better than an after-sex body. So I'm also kind of hoping they look, you know what I mean? They're gonna be like, oh, that's an average-sized dick, but
you're
that body.
Taking the longest time ever to refill the Brita, just drop by drop. You're like, just refilling the Brita.
I open the window. I'm like, whoa, I'm naked. Look at me, I'm naked.
Look at that squirrel, huh? Speaking of nuts, Susan.
That's wild. Though, when did you get all of it? Like recently?
2 days ago.
And you haven't tried any of it?
Nah, it's been a long 2 days.
All right.
I'm just waiting. Because here's my logic. I got a early flight, and I think you sleep best post-nut.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to have myself a goddamn fleshlight fuckathon.
I want a lady.
Come around 10:30 p.m.
Is that where the statement was going?
What if I just stopped there?
Yeah.
No, I want a girl to use a fleshlight on me. I think that's not. I know that women, they got vaginas and those are the best fleshlights.
Is that a threesome?
Yeah, if it says Kendra Sutherland on it, I think it is. But how is that? A girl just fucking looking at you and she's just stroking your pee-pee with a goddamn fleshlight? That's hot.
And then you're just banging her with a dildo?
Yes. That sounds like kind of a party I want to be a part of.
I think that's just being an ad for fleshlight.
Oh, just like, does fleshlight make dildos? No, that makes no sense.
I mean, anything can be a dildo if you're committed.
Why did they choose cucumbers?
Because they look like penises.
I understand, but can we use a smaller one? Those are too big. They're going to get adjusted to that, and it's going to be a nightmare when I get in the
goddamn. You ever seen a Japanese cucumber?
Can we use that?
Have you ever seen one?
Are they big or small? I don't know.
They are not very big.
Great. So let's use that.
You can start out with that.
Okay.
Work your way up. That is interesting, though. What? Yeah, I don't.
I just.
The first person to be at the store, I'd be like, hold up.
Right,
what
don't,
was it?
I don't know if it was at a store. I think they just like.
Were at
they
home.
Bought. Yeah. And they were just quarantine. Like, I need to shove this inside me, and the ends of my couch is already worn to smithereens.
What do you think was going through that cucumber's mind? Not that a cucumber has a mind, but how funny would it be and be like, all right, oh, you're eating this in your bedroom. All right. Little snack while you're watching The Bachelor. Okay. Oh, wait. Hold up. Whoa. Oh, shit.
Is this a cave? Oh, shit. A lot of stalactites in here, bitch.
Is this a snuggie? This is kind of warm.
Why is there a quarter in here? I would lose everything in there. Wouldn't?
I'd be like, oh, shit. That's Kevin the Carrot. I thought you went missing yesterday. He's like, I'm just chilling.
He's all moldy and she's like,
Carrot's gotta hurt.
I've been in here for years.
I've been in here for decades. It's like when you see a ship at the bottom of the ocean.
Yep. Treasure hunting. What's that? Is that real?
I don't know.
That used to be real. They used to have like a treasure hunt. They used to like go to the bottom of the ocean and be like, oh.
And there was a map.
Yeah.
And the biggest. What I don't get is the map was so generic and so big. It'd be like X marks the spot. But it's like the map is so zoomed out.
Yeah.
That X takes up a radius of 57 miles.
Also, I agree with you. Also, how come every pirate map was burned on the edges? Why is it so close to fire all the time?
Very accurate.
And they're all rolled up. Yeah, what?
You ever try to burn paper to make it look cool?
Yep.
Doesn't look like what it looks like in the movies at all.
It looks kind of cool if you do it fast.
Yeah, but you do like printer paper, it looks like shit. I tried to be like romantic and like do it. It does not look good.
Wait, hold on. Why is that romantic? Because in my brain that is romantic, right? The burned edges around the paper, like that's a romantic thing. Why is that?
You took the extra step. Sex is hot. Fire's hot. Science.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever like made something for a girlfriend? Like handmade something?
Yeah, but it never looks good.
Please tell me what it is.
It looked like a third grade show and tell project, what I did.
Yep.
So I think it was last Christmas or something. I was like, oh, this is a really cool camping place we should go. And it's like you get a cabin out in Santa Barbara. Places fires to go. There's, you know, growing up. Is
when you plan things for her, it's the cutest thing in the world to me. And zero demeaning here. I like, and then you're just like, yeah. And then I look. I don't know why. When I'm like visualizing you like in front of your computer, like typing away to try to find like something romantic, I get like butterflies. It's the cutest fucking thing.
Horny sex date camping. All right. But in my head, I was like, how do I present this? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
What's fucked up is the gift is half the battle. How did you present it?
Yeah.
Did you get a card?
Put it in a fleshlight.
Was there Velveeta chocolate? Is that a thing? Velveeta's cheese.
Velveeta's cheese. Have you ever had it?
Once.
Talk about something to fuck. Holy crap.
I don't know about that.
Huh? You ever seen Velveeta's
boy.
Cheese? That's what
I
mean.
Warmed or?
Warmed, duh.
Oh, I thought you meant just straight up off the block.
Oh, do they come in blocks?
Yeah.
I thought it just always come on the pasta. Or is that you take the cheese and you put it on regular pasta?
Pasta's just barmed with it?
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline. What? Get a more confident slogan. Or was that like being petty? Like, I don't know. Maybe it's Maybelline.
It's just literally just saying all these girls are gross without Maybelline. That's literally what it's saying.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
It's definitely Maybelline.
What would you do if a girl said that to you at a bar and you're like, God, you're gorgeous. And she goes, maybe it's Maybelline. And you're like,
I fight her.
Are you getting paid? Do you get residuals every time you say that?
Maybe it's Maybelline.
What am I talking about?
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Goddamn.
You're talking about a gift.
Gift, right? So Godiva chocolate is what I meant to say. Valvita, Godiva, they'd be boys.
They'd same thing.
They'd be next to each other in like a, you know, in the classroom. So I'm like, let me make like a mini tent. Like a little campground. So I get like a shoebox.
This is the cutest thing I've ever heard.
But mentally,
can you guys imagine Trevor Wallace making a fucking, what was it, a camp thing? A tent with paper? Keep going, please. This is so adorable.
But here's the thing. It's like, all right, mentally, you visualize it. And I remember burning the piece of paper to like make it look like campfire-y. And I put like two like pieces of cardboard together to make a tent.
Yeah.
A motherfucking popsicle stick to hold it up. Yeah. And then there was like a... What the fuck? I think I like tried to make like, and then I put like shoestring or like, what's it? Brown paper they cut up in boxes.
I know what you mean. It's like a
boring like funfetti shit.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. I know what you mean.
So I put that in there to like, and then I built like a little like mini fire with like toothpicks. In my head, it looks so romantic.
Yeah.
It did not come off that way. I wish I could find a picture. I might be able to find a picture for the edit.
Of course it didn't. It looked like a Rorschach test.
Dude,
if you knew what that was, you'd laugh.
I just based on the name, it's funny. What is it?
Just a fucking blob that like psychologists are like, what do you see here? And usually people like balloons, and murderers say the devil. And you're like, oh, you
yeah,
kill
no,
people.
It looks like somebody robbed a third grade classroom, and mm-hmm. that was the most valuable thing they had. But
how did she take it?
I think she goes, no, I love it, which means it wasn't great. I think she liked it, but if she wasn't like, oh, my God, that's great. She was like, oh, it's the thought that counts.
It is the thought that counts.
Right. Okay. I get that.
Yeah, you're not an archaeologist. It doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean.
What if I just found out right now? Hold on.
Archaeologists are hilarious.
Geologists? Archaeologists.
Archaeologists, give up.
What is
it? It's already too late.
What?
Oh, look, I found a dinosaur bone. Who cares?
Is that an archaeologist?
Who fucking cares? It's a raptor. What happens now? What happens now? You put it in a fucking museum that no one cares about?
But are they getting racked out every time they find it?
Gabriel, can you please look up how much archaeologists make? Because if it's not $80 billion a day, then
that's how
who
I feel
cares?
About people who use metal detectors at the beach. It's like, you're just striking out left and right. You're just finding empty fucking jewel pods all day long. But then you stumble across
that's
some divorce's finger that got chopped off by a Mako shark, and all of a sudden, you got $20,000.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like Dogecoin. You go, this is garbage, but at one point, maybe one time in my entire life, it'll be worth a thing. I'm down a lot, baby.
You're in? Are you in?
I'm in. Yeah.
You're in on Doge?
Yeah, but I'm not like.
When did you get in, though?
I got in a couple times. I got in when it was 7 cents. So your boy's a little bit racked out there. Not racked out, but I put in $50. So I made like $200. It's nothing crazy. it's not like when I say I'm all in, I'm just joking. I am too much of a Jew
you got
to be all in.
Sunglasses on and your legs propped up saying you racked out. I'm expecting you to say you bought a fucking Huracan. Yesterday.
No. But it's always in retrospect, right? Because I went $50 in when it was 7 cents and now it's at like 40 cents or whatever. If I put in like $5,000 at 7 cents, I'd buy this entire studio for, I'd tell our landlord to kick rocks. I'm taking it all over, baby.
Okay, so where are you at now?
I think I'm down $50.
Okay. All right.
Well, because what happened was I went in $50 and it was 7 cents. Okay, great. That was just like because Mr. Tesla was talking about it. I was like, fuck it. I'll just go in, right?
Mr. Tesla.
That's his name. It doesn't matter. Elon Musk, change it. The whole thing sucks. Elon? Elon? Elon. That's what you choose.
University named that.
Yeah, in North Carolina.
I believe so.
So many bad bitches go to Elon. Fuck.
Really?
Oh, my God.
It's all those random schools, you know.
It's all the Carolinas.
You go to University of Kentucky Fried, and you're like, is that a place?
Yeah. She's like, no, but you can put my drumstick in that. Fuck it. Dude. Oh, by the way, I went to Portland with some shows with my buddy, and let me tell you something, dude. You expect Portland bitches just look like fucking moldy leaves? Because, you know what I mean? Because it's just like, what do you guys do? Just drink maple syrup in your vaginas? Just like, they're like gross people. They just like camp and fucking just don't even have a camp. They just use a Timberland boot. But in my head, gross. Went on Bumble? Holy fuck. Like,
yeah.
Bad.
Well, I mean, like, you gotta think a stereotype only. A stereotype is only a percentage of what Portland is. Because there's people who live in Portland who hate the Portland stereotype. You know?
Yes.
And they're the people that are going against it. And, like, look, University of Oregon, a lot of those girls probably moved to Portland after because that's, like, the bigger city besides Eugene.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I've seen some people that go to University of Oregon.
God.
Make more people that look like that.
Yeah, you ever see someone who's like, hey, just make babies?
Cause yeah, you too.
Just okay, do it. Yeah, and then you see people who are like, don't ever procreate, get run over by an Amtrak, because there's no reason for you to be here. What are you, an archaeologist?
So the girls in Portland were...
Bad!
Did you meet up with anyone on
no!
Bumble?
No! There was a porn star at one of the goddamn shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And oh, my God.
Did you
think
know
about
her?
What would be right up my alley? Got it? That's what she looked like. Dog. Green hair, fucking tattoos all over the goddamn place, had a voice like, so like, what do you mean? Like,
I'm hard just hearing it.
I know. I literally go, what do you do? She goes, I do porn. And I was like, oh, like OnlyFans or like big, like Bang Bro stuff. And she was like, a little bit of everything. Oh.
Entrepreneur.
Oh, I don't know if I could come on stage, but now I do know.
Entrepreneur that wasn't.
Oh my God. And I don't, I so many messages been like, what's her fucking ad? What's her blah, blah, blah. I have no idea. No idea. Didn't talk to her afterwards. There was part of my cocky brain that was like, she'll DM me after the show. She'll definitely DM me. Zero DM. Not even a like on anything. I have no idea who she is. Fucking so upset. So upset.
Yeah, she's probably racked out.
Racked out. She looks like a little anime character. Have you ever watched anime?
Yeah.
Never watched it one time. What is it? It's like, to me, anime is like fast cartoons. Is that fine?
Very action packed. Oh, yeah. What I like about it is they get straight to the bullshit. Or no, they get straight to the fighting. It's straight right to the boom. You're in, boom, somebody's getting stabbed 4 seconds into the show. There's no like the arc and then the season two and then season three. It's just like wop, pop, boom, knife through the forehead.
Wow. Hold
I
on.
I like it.
So these cartoons are like aggressive.
Yeah.
These aren't like cartoons for kids. This doesn't seem...
Well, I think there's different levels, but the ones that are like more. Mature are okay. Just very like that girl's got big tits and now she's stabbing somebody. They're great at keeping
yo,
people's attention.
What?
Anime titties? You never seen anime titties?
I've never watched anime.
The fucking animators for anime on some horny shit, bro. You ain't never seen a flat chested girl in anime. They all racked out.
I'm
stupid
out.
Tits. What?
I don't like stupid tits. I like a nice beak up.
Stupid.
I am.
Yeah, well, be a fucking man and start liking bigger tits.
I don't like big tits. I like a handful. I like it just
why?
Like, and I don't got big hands,
why?
So I don't like fucking.
Why? What?
Why?
Get a shopping cart.
Too
get
much.
More.
Too much.
I'll say this every time we go to Whole Foods, I think I could fit everything in the little handheld cart.
Never.
And I never do. And I'm like literally lugging it to the line. The handle's about to fucking break. It's just like, just get a cart.
This is, I don't like those hand things because it's like if you put half an item in there, they get so hard to hold.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. It's
that
like the leverage.
Meant
off.
If you're buying like vitamins and raspberries.
That's it. That's all you get. Or some cucumbers.
The second you buy like something, the second you put a jug of almond milk in there, you're like, this is a wrap.
It's
this
over.
Is a workout.
It's
but
over.
It's only one arm, so your right arm's just buff as fuck, and your left arm's like, oh, cool. I'll just get my workout tonight when I'm being blasted through a flashlight. Back to anime titties. You've never seen anime titties?
I have not seen any anime titties.
Out.
I told you that my dad just watches straight anime porn. I was like, huh?
Your dad does?
I said, huh?
Your dad
didn't,
does?
Didn't ask you, dad.
Your
didn't
father.
Didn't ask you. Yeah, he's like, I'm really into it. Okay.
Well, here's the thing.
Didn't ask you, dad.
Oh, shit. I'm so horny. I typed in anime porn on my phone. Save that for later.
Dude, you know what was great is I was looking up the Helium, the comedy club in Portland. So I kept typing in Portland on my phone. So, dude, you can get real far into the word porn without fucking porn showing up.
Bro, look at these honkers.
Let me see. Let me see,
daddy. I
mean,
this is obviously, like, the porn side of things.
Baby
but like,
boo.
But, like,
what in
that's
the
porn side of things, though.
Fuck?
I think for, like, the episodes and cartoons, it's like they got fucking bazoongas.
Dude, I can't. I'm a whore. Get this away from me.
Yeah,
why am I perusing
but anybody
tits?
Who watches anime knows that they're, like, just honkers.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're not going to. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. Like. Well, I mean, I guess I'm a smaller person, so I can't. I don't like honkers to me are just like, it's like, what are we doing here? Also that I know they're going to fucking flap to the ground when they're 49. Oh, real quick. Did you watch the Jake Paul Ben Askren fight?
I didn't order it, but I knew that the knockout clip or the winning clip would be on Twitter. For shit like that, I always just wait. Because it's like, it'll be on Twitter.
Bro, it was...
How much of it did you watch? The full thing?
The full thing.
A lot of letdown.
We ordered it at Portland in the green room, and it was just... Okay, what's happening? Okay, hold up. COVID? COVID or coffee? Are we good?
What just happened?
I don't know.
Did Jake Paul just choke me out live via podcast? What is that? I didn't want to be the guy who's like, oops, down the wrong pipe. What does that mean? The longest time when I was a kid, I literally thought there was two trajectories.
Are there not two pipes?
I don't know.
There's got to be two pipes.
But I thought it was like right when your throat started. I thought it was like food, water.
Well, no. There is two pipes, right? Because it has the esophagus, the little, like, little flap.
You think they filter it out? Which side does applesauce go down?
The go to your stomach one. There's one that goes to your lungs and one that goes to your...
What is going to your lungs?
Air.
But you're not swallowing air.
Yeah, you are, look.
But you're exhaling.
Yeah, you're exhaling carbon dioxide.
What are you even saying?
What are you not saying?
I'm saying there's air inside it. There's not air going in.
What do you think lungs do, bro?
But that's through your nose.
It's through your mouth, too. It's all going in your lungs. And your lungs are filtering it and making it carbon dioxide and you breathe it out.
But I'm saying when it comes to food and water.
Right, there's a little flap on your esophagus that does the air side.
Is that what the thing in the back
is? No.
What is that?
Tonsils. I don't know if tonsils do anything because you can take them out. It's like the gallbladder. They said the gallbladder used to like be really effective back in the day when you see raw meat. Now we don't need it because we don't eat raw meat anymore.
Well,
anyways,
gallbladder's just sitting there, just telling war stories. I used to take down a whole goddamn wagyu steak raw. And you're like, shut up,
shut
gallbladder.
The fuck up. You
sound like a seagull bladder. He's like, oh man, you're right.
God damn, you got dementia, you old fuck. Yeah, there's a little flat that's like, oh, it's applesauce this way. It's like the little. It's like the like a train conductor.
Is it like the person at like a security for TSA? They're like, you in that line, you in that line. Yeah. Liquid goods.
Applesauce. Take your shoes off. Yeah.
I want to see one of those people.
Why do we have to take our shoes
sex?
Off?
Yeah.
Why do we have to take our shoes off? I don't wanna. Now what do? I get arrested.
You get
cool.
TSA pre-check.
I know, but that's money that I don't want to spend because I want to spend it on Dogecoin, baby.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. Yeah, that's what's also interesting. It's like TSA pre-check. They're just like, you walk through the shoes on. It's almost like they make you take your shoes off because it's such an annoyance. They're like, what if we told you didn't have to take your shoes off?
Do you have pre-check?
I have clear.
I have clear as well.
I don't have pre-check because you got to go in, you got to make an appointment. It's a whole thing. And every time I go to the airport, I'm literally getting on my flight within like 10 minutes when it leaves.
Yeah, and then you have to like go down there and
it's an appointment.
Like,
it's
interview. And they got to be like, are you a terrorist? And you go, no. And they go, all right, cool. You can leave your shoes on.
And they go, do you microwave fish and make the office smell like shit the next day? You go, yeah. And they go, well... You're not a good person. No pre-check.
No. Do you put a leash on your kid? Get out of here.
The little...
I hate it.
The pet ones?
No, because they wear a backpack. They're trying to cover up. It's like, oh, no, it's
but
not
it's the
leash.
Tail.
It's yes.
Yeah, the monkey is the tail you
and
hold
they,
on to.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, it's the tail. No, it's not. Your kid is a fucking chihuahua.
You know
what are you doing?
Crazy
what?
Is...
That you would do that?
No, you... Okay. No.
Oh, thank God.
Somebody needed it for me. But you would do that, right? And then people go, it's a monkey, it's a turtle, whatever. But if you did that with just a normal, like, dog leash, people would be like, how inhumane!
Yeah.
Think about Carlton! A baby named Carlton is crazy.
Just add to the vagina, Carlton. Carlton. Carlton, as a little kid, that's really funny.
Certain names, just Greg is a baby. I don't know if you can be a baby named Greg.
If you're a fat baby. You can't be Greg? A slim baby. You ever seen a baby with a good body? You know what I'm saying? Like a jacked up
old baby. Put yourself in these positions. Like that's going to get clipped so hard.
I'm saying like a jacked up ass baby that come out of the vagina and fuck a six pack. Babies all have trash bodies.
What do you think is doing in the womb?
They
fucking
all
sit ups?
Just eating fucking croissants.
It's too busy picking what dumb food you're eating because you're pregnant and you're like, I want pomegranates. He's like, give me protein.
Yeah.
Pomegranates are way too hard to get out.
Yeah, do it for me. Well, do it for me.
Dude, you ever? They sell cups of pomegranate seeds. They're like $19.
They should
like
be
a shot glass.
They should be. You know how fucking hard it is?
That is very true.
Dude, can you imagine working as a pomegranate seed farmer? Your hands are just always red.
Dude, the pomegranates are some sassy bitches. They're not only are they hard to pick out, but they stain your fingers.
And they're
look
not.
Like you've been fingering a bottle of Merlot all night.
Oh shit. Okay. Oh,
shit. God.
Oh shit. Chardonnay my finger, bitch. Yes, but that is. I remember the first time I saw someone eating a pomegranate. I was like, "That you don't do that. You can't eat that."
You know what's so funny? If you saw someone eating a pomegranate like an apple, just out of the side, like on a flight, you're like, "Oh, so this plane's going down." Huh?
Oh, so you're TSA pre-check? No, you're not, because 100% you're going down. Real quick, do you know the on TikTok where they fucking bite the apple juice container and it makes that sound?
Yeah, is that real? I don't think
that's fake. I was literally going to ask you that.
I think what they do is they have a friend off camera bite at the same time.
Yeah.
So it sounds like.
Okay, because
I don't know. I don't know.
I do not think that it just doesn't make any sense.
Companies like that are probably so stoked when dumb trends like that happen.
Oh my God.
It was
God.
Martinelli's. What is it? Martinelli's? Or what, you know,
Martinelli's, yeah.
Was sold out everywhere. And they didn't do anything. They didn't change their game at all. And you know, there was somebody in there that was like, what if we did a version with less plastic, more eco-environment? Like, shut the fuck up, Devin, okay? And then 2 weeks later, this trend pops up and he's like, ah, what'd I tell you? Add more plastic. You know what? Make them glass.
Yeah, bank me out. But we talked about it before. It's like whenever like rappers and shit start talking about certain like brands and stuff, it goes nuts. It goes nuts. No, yeah. Nobody was thinking about Versace until fucking Biggie and shit started wearing Versace and stuff.
Right.
Versace glass. Like nobody.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I wonder what, like the first rapper to mention designer when they were like, us?
Yep.
Wait, Burberry? That's us. They're all high-fiving each other. Hell yeah.
Oh my God. Jake Paul, fight.
Jake Paul, fight.
We're watching it in the green room.
Yeah.
And it felt, do you like Super Bowl halftime shows? Do you like those? Are you a guy that likes those?
No. I mean, I don't mind them.
It's my nightmare.
But if someone was like, hey, would you rather watch a halftime show or go out and get more alcohol? I'll go get more booze.
Yeah. I'll just walk to the store even if we don't need anything. I hate it. My point is,
it was a lot of performances, essentially. Right?
I hate the halftime show, and the entire thing before the Ben Askren fight felt like a halftime show.
Well, I think
it was like 3 hours, bro.
Yeah. Well, that's why I didn't buy it, because the buildup is way too much. And because I don't think people are going to be mad regardless, because if it went straight to decision, like all those rounds, you'd be like, it was boring. If somebody, I'm glad somebody fell.
Yeah.
Somebody got hit hard enough to fall, because you're like, there's my money's worth, even though I just watched it on Twitter for free. But I don't know. It's just there's a lot of build. I also think they put a lot of musical acts, not only to draw people in, but also it's like the attention span of people coming from like the Jake Paul world.
Yeah.
And Triller is not, I mean, dude, you post a 1 minute video and the first comment is, why is this so long?
Dude, but even the, I agree with you, but even the musical acts, like, it's not like they were bad. I just don't like watching music on TV. I think it's, like, it's trash. Even if I like this song, I just don't like, it's not good. Like, I'm a big Bieber fan.
Well, it's also
didn't enjoy it.
I think all the fights leading up to it builds that tension. That's like in comedy, you do like a hosting act and the middle act and the headline, because there's that buildup. Here we go, here we go, here we go. But every time you put a musician in between, you go, oh, we lost that fighting momentum.
Yeah.
It's like I did a show one time where in between each comedian, they did like a 15-minute DJ set because they thought that would like help get the crowd pumped up. And I was like, that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, they're all not the other, here for that.
Right. You know, all the other comedians, like buildup that he did to set you up is now gone because they decided to play fucking remix Flo Rida.
Yeah, there was I did a show at what's it called? It's called Fire Island. It's more like essentially it's like half the island is just
Firefest?
Yes. I went to Firefest, guys, and I was the guy that needed water. So you know what I did? Blew somebody.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like half the island's like more of like a gay island. So I did like a gay show, and I literally had to follow a drag queen. And everyone was there for the drag queen. So it's like they don't want to see me.
Right.
It's like the inverse of what you're talking about. It's like people were there for those shows for comedy. So no one wants to fucking see DJ.
Yeah, it's just like
people were there to watch boxing, and then you're like Justin Bieber, and everyone's like, "We like him, but what is
there's
this?"
There's just so much going on.
Also,
how much money is Triller fucking pumping out? Because
dog,
think about the people they had to pay. Bieber
Has it performed in, I mean, years, maybe?
His rate's got to be crazy.
And he was playing his new shit off his album. It's got to be, I mean, he's not leaving the house for under a mil, I'd imagine.
It's like, got to be like, minimum,
just
yeah.
Just to be like, oh, we got Justin Bieber. Like, that was really underplayed of how big he is. We got Justin Bieber.
Doja Cat, whatever?
Doja. You're so on your Dogecoin.
I can't stop.
I think Doja Cat. Doja Cat? I think you got it right. Whatever.
Yeah, hold on.
But
I was so confident, and then you made me, I was like, hold on, do I not understand?
You hit the Doge part extra.
Yeah, Dogecoin. Dogecoin Cat.
She needs an NFT. What are NFTs?
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're so coy, alluring, angel with a wicked smile. Sleeping 20 hours a day, never lay a paw on dusty clay. I'll keep your litter natural, no chemicals in your nostrils, just corn below, so every time you go, you'll know your shh don't stink.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Fucking college degrees and actual money. What are you doing? You're hot. Get out of here. Doja Cat. Doja, give me that pussy, goddamn. Doja, have you ever seen her? You see the live performance?
So hot.
Bah.
She got them anime titties, too. She got some honkers.
Holy. Also.
Being an adult and calling boobs honkers is crazy.
I think if you say, let me see those honkers, I'm about to take my pee-pee out, I think she just explodes.
Well, I also think you sound like an undercover cop at a rave trying to bang. Pull out them honkers and let me get my pee-pee out. That sentence alone.
Whoa, your cooter's wet.
Cooter? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cooter, honkers, and pee-pee.
That sentence alone should put you in timeout. Imagine if the world had timeout, and I just realized that's jail.
That is jail.
The amount
that's
of jail TikToks I've been seeing lately is kind of wild, and I'm learning a lot, dude. It's fast. I'm learning that, like, what the perception of what jail is, and I'm sure it varies in every jail and what level you're in there for, but
yep.
These people are, like, full-on just doing popular TikTok trends, uploading it, and getting more views than me, and I'm like,
yeah,
these guys are having a blast.
I just want to comment, yeah, but what about you dropping the soap? How is that going? Probably bad.
Dude, if you got followers, I think you're the one that's not dropping the soap.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I think in prison, the number one thing that you would like to do is hold on to the soap. Why are motherfuckers dropping the soap?
It's pretty slippery.
Everyone's dropping.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Soap be wild.
If someone goes, if you drop the soap, XYZ will happen. Your boy's holding on to the soap. Actually,
I ain't showering.
That's what I was just going to say. I'm going to be disgusting.
Oh, I smell like shit. Okay.
I don't care. I would. There's people that shit in their pants. I might be one of those guys. First of all, I am small and cute. You don't think they will turn me into a fuck doll in a 14 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll take that orange jumpsuit and cut a halter top.
What's a halter top?
A little bitch top. What if they call it a bitch? A halter top.
Raindrop? Halter top?
Isn't it a halter
top?
Halter top. Hold on. A halter top
is... Halter top? That sounds like a restaurant.
A halter top is when there's no... when it just covers the tits.
A bra.
Sure.
What does brothel stand for? Is that...
Brothel?
I don't think it stands for anything.
I think it stands for you pay for sex.
Yeah.
But that's like just a sex party.
Have you ever paid for sex?
No.
All right. Me neither, dude.
That's interesting. Because the way you positioned it.
Nah, dude. Me either, dude.
For real, have you?
Yeah. I think I was talking about this on the show.
Jamaica?
Yep.
Technically, you paid for a hand job too, right?
In the soft place? I paid for a hand job.
Yeah.
But
so I played for a blowjob.
I got to grab a tit. She grabbed my hand and put it in her bra. And I was like, this is comforting.
Oh, shit.
I was like.
My hands were cold. Thank you.
I was like, yeah, this is good loving.
Gabriel, you got something for us?
Halter top is a type of sleeveless shirt similar to a tank top, but the straps are tied behind the neck.
Oh, well, that's fine.
What was the shit called with the strap? Noodle top?
Spaghetti strap.
Spaghetti strap. Schools hated that.
Oh, yeah.
If you were a school administrator, you saw a spaghetti strap, you were pushing over lunch ladies to sprint over to Elizabeth to be like, no spaghetti straps. Dude, the weirdest, it was like, had to be over like half inch thick. The skirt had to touch your kneecaps.
Yeah, they would take out a ruler at our private school.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because these women were whore bags at my school. They would like roll their skirts like 14 times. You could see the cooter. You'd be like, yo, I can see your vagina. She's like, that's why they call me Vagina Vanessa. Hold up.
How do we call that? Vagina Vanessa?
Vagina Vanessa.
That sounds like Amigos out there. Vagina Vanessa.
Hey. Hey.
Anyways, Jake Paul fight.
NFTs. Oh.
NFTs. I don't know. They're whatever.
You don't know what NFT is?
I don't know.
You don't care?
But how does it work? Would you somebody buy your video intellectual property?
No, so they don't buy go ahead.
They don't buy the intellectual property. They're basically, it's just like sort of like, it's just clout. It's just like proof of ownership of a digital thing. So it's
but
like,
does that mean they own it?
They own, I don't think they own the intellectual property.
Example.
No, they do not own the intellectual property.
Let's say I take my Kyle video.
Yeah.
And I go, I want to sell this as an NFT.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You can do that. It's essentially, someone broke it down to me, it's just digital art, right? So if there's a painting that's the original, it sells for way more than like a print version.
Right, but they don't. So
let me keep going, right? So the Kyle video, your original Kyle video versus everyone that's like ripped it off YouTube and put it on their TikTok channel. So your original is going to be worth way more than everyone that kind of digitally copied your Kyle video and put it up. But so what you could do is you take your original Kyle video, you put it on the blockchain so that it stamps it as like a digital original, and then you sell that. So then people are like, I own the original Kyle video.
They just get to say that.
Bragging rights?
Yeah, it's just bragging rights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, how much pussy can you get off that? You go to Riley's Pub and you're like, I own the Kyle video. And they're like, cool.
I think the more
I think the more
popular these NFTs get, I think you can get pussy off this. Because if you walk into a house, you go, "This is a Picasso." Women get them Picassos get wet.
Picasso, I guess, but like, yeah, like, what are you just gonna have that video playing on loop as your wallpaper?
That's the thing I don't understand. Well,
did you
also
get a badge. Couldn't you just say it? I own all of the Bang Bus catalog. NFT.
You could say NFT. That. I think what people do more so is the resale value, but which is dope at NFTs, right? For like you, so if you did an NFT with your Kyle video, right? You sold it to someone for $100,000, right? And then they resold it for like $250,000.
Did you resell it?
Yeah. It's art essentially, right? So they resell it, but what's dope at NFTs, right? It's stamped on a blockchain. So you get a percentage of the resale for in perpetuity.
I would hope, yeah.
Well, that doesn't.
Right, Kyle video NFT out now, $4.
Well, in art, bro, that doesn't work like that. So if you sold like an art piece for $2,000 or whatever the fuck,
once it's sold,
done. But that it's digital stamped, so that you get a percentage every single. So if someone sells it for $250 and you made $100, you get a certain percentage of that. And then if someone takes that and sells it for $2 million, you always get a percentage.
And so a lot of times it's getting sold like thousands and thousands.
Yeah,
of times,
bro. So you make
just like an asset that people are betting on.
Who is dropping this much money on this shit,
dude? There was I listened to a fucking New York Times podcast about this shit. Some dude sold as an NFT an original article that he wrote about NFTs. He sold it in two days. He sold it for like, I forget the exact number, but it was like $150,000-$200,000.
All right, yeah. Analyze your dream clause NFT. How much?
Dog, I'm
some frat in Texas will buy it for like.
I'm telling you, bro, like. It's not. It's really not a bad idea.
A lot of the people that are buying them, I don't actually know. But a lot of people that are buying them are the same people that are like doing like sort of like stock market plays where they're trying to make money like day trading and stuff. So that's why people are buying and selling them so much, because it's like, all right, I think this thing is undervalued. I think the Kyle video is undervalued at $100, so I'm going to buy it and then I'm going to resell it.
Yeah.
So it'll go for $150, then it'll go for $200, and people just keep selling it and buying it back and forth.
Yeah. But what's dope again is
ain't no laws when you're drinking claws NFT.
Yeah.
Buy it. I'll give you a free White Claw.
I'm telling you right now, bro, it's not a bad idea. It's really not a bad idea. You have so many videos that are so popular. Like, you can literally, the Ain't No Claws one, the fucking, what if that's the only one I could name?
What's that one video you did with the White Claw and then you were drinking something? You had the rhyming thing?
Yeah. Anyways, it's a really good idea.
No, keep naming videos, dude.
Oh, okay, I got you, dude. The fucking Kyle one, the White Claw one, the AirPod one, AirPod 1, 1, Air, AirPod 1 2.
There you go.
The Entrepreneur one.
Okay.
The second Entrepreneur one.
Did you see the White Claw one?
The Bang Bus one. I got six, buddy. How many more do you need? Okay. The fucking Taco Bell one. Oh, no, the Chipotle one.
Dude, you could just say anything, and I probably have made a video about
just
it.
Just name a drink.
Yeah, the sex one. All right, yeah.
The Coca-Cola one? Yeah. Your next video should be name a drink.
Yeah, that should be just a prize for me. Or, like, somebody, that's the trip. You know, people are like, oh, we'll fly you out. The next prize, you just make a, just pick what the video is going to be. Pick a drink. People who drink Dasani water be like, ugh, poor.
I'm going to be honest. You're joking. I think that is a fucking crazy gift to give somebody.
NFT. You buy my NFT. You get to pick the next video.
I still don't think you know what an NFT is.
I don't. What does NFT stand for? Non-fungible trade?
Non-fungible token.
Toys?
Token.
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us is gone.
Gone.
Our childhood, gone.
Wasn't their mascot a giraffe?
Yeah. Well, that's why I left. Jeffrey.
Damn.
He's a pedophile.
Jeffrey,
whoa.
The giraffe.
What a crazy connection. Well, if pedophiles are going to sell anything, it's got to be toys.
Yeah. What are you going to sell? Non-fungible tokens? These babies don't got no digital currency. These babies got no fucking Dogecoin.
Oh, NFT, me, Kyle. NFT, I'm just going to make a highlight video that's the AirPods, Kyle, Anal Osmond Drink Laws, and the Bang Energy one in one, and I'm going to NFT it for $10,000.
No.
$10 million.
No.
What's the highest an NFT's gone for?
Can I guess?
The most embarrassing thing is if you try to sell an NFT and nobody buys it.
They will. Dude, let me tell you something. If a fucking New York Times stupid-ass goddamn journalist writes an article about NFTs and people bought that bitch, I literally think it's like $200,000.
Are people still in this day and age aspiring journalists?
That's not real. That's not real.
Is that like...
Aspiring journalist? It's over. Journalism is dead. It's over. What are you going
to
write about?
That's what I'm saying. Well, like, when I went to college, I went into it because I wanted to do radio. This was also very
Dude,
long.
I wanted to radio too.
I did one class of radio and I was like...
We're doing radio!
But Hold this on. Is new age radio.
But what I'm saying is, the isn't fact that bananas? I understand we're not doing radio, but realistically, yeah. We're doing radio in 2021. And both of us wanted to do radio. We're living our dreams. NFT!
We're living our dreams. This is what dreams are made of. Wow, life is crazy. My life is a movie. Better yet, a radio. But I just remember-
I hate when people say life is crazy. That means you have nothing to say. Life not you crazy? Specifically, because like, you were just joking, but I hate when I say a whole thing, and I'm like trying to get advice, and they go, life is crazy. Well, jump off a fucking bridge. You're not helping me. Life is crazy. No shit. That's why I'm fucking explaining to you, Bill. Give me something. Anyways,
man.
Guess what, everyone? Greta is fat.
She's fat?
Fat. And not like, yo, Greta fat. She's fat. Overweight. Bitch, get a job. Overweight.
Take her on a walk.
Oh.
Give her a backyard.
That's it. TikTok. No, dude, listen, I take her on a dog thing every day. I either go on a hike or take the bitch on a goddamn, the dog park where she fucking runs around like a crazy person. I do a dog thing every day.
Wait, was it an overnight thing? Like she just woke up one morning?
No, it wasn't. Just, it wasn't overnight. This is the first time where I'm accepting it.
Ketchup or what?
I'm accepting it.
Let me see a pic.
I don't, it's, you won't be able to tell. You have to see her. But my whole thing is, dude, both of my dog watchers that were watching her when I was on the road, I think with you, whatever, they said something like, oh, they're getting a little blah, blah, blah. And my neighbor said it to me, like maybe 3 months ago. Oh, Greta's getting a little blah, blah, blah. And I said, wow. Shut up. You're fat. You're pregnant. You don't fucking know.
Yeah.
My neighbor's pregnant. And I was just, like, oh, you're.
You would never say that about a human, but a dog is, people just don't, well, obviously a dog can't understand what you're saying, but you're like, that dog's looking like a piece of shit. Because that's more of a reflection on you.
I know. That's why I was so angry. And she's pregnant. And I was like, man, you're
Greta's
fat.
Greta's pregnant?
No.
Oh.
My neighbor that said, oh, you're fat. I'm like, well, you're fat. You're pregnant. Maybe you're projecting because you feel bad about yourself.
I think that's like a transitive property type.
But my point of bringing this all this up is everyone's been telling me for like, everyone. Three people have been telling me for like
she
last 3 months.
She is fat.
Fuck! No, but so
no, I haven't seen her.
She's been telling me, people been telling me, and I'm like, shut up, you don't know. She just got bigger because she's not a puppy anymore. She's just bigger to you. That's why you think she's fat. Let me tell you something.
You have that response on lock.
Oh, I got the response on lock, but I'm telling you, this is in the last 2 weeks, is the first time where I'm like, fuck, I gotta accept it. She's a little pudgy. And I don't know what happened. She's a little pudgy. She used to weigh 10.1 pounds. Now she weighs 12.3 pounds. I took her to the vet. I'm like, yo, is my dog fat? Immediately, they go, yeah.
Really?
Yes. They go, she's
How do they say it realistically when you ask that?
Because I brought her to the vet a couple days ago because she was like sneezing like crazy. Not like one sneeze every minute. I'm not shitting you. I'm not even like being dramatic here. She was sneezing like 15, 20 times a minute. Like it was crazy. I thought there was
like a beat out of it.
Like, oh shit. This bitch is part of the Blue Man Group. Yeah.
Does the Blue Man Group fuck? They have to. Do they stay blue for that?
If I was a girlfriend or a boyfriend of one of the Blue Man Group people, I would definitely make them fuck me in the blue stuff.
Because think about it. Like, it would just be all blue right here. How neat would that be?
It would be so fucking neat.
Dude, imagine the guy slaps your ass and it's just a blue handprint right there.
Yeah.
You go to the tattoo parlor the next day and you go outline it, tattoo it. Yep. I need this forever.
And all your girlfriend's like, what did you do last night? And you have to take your pants off?
Yeah. That. And then you go on the Vegas Strip and then people take pictures with your ass.
Oh, shit. Dude, my buddy got cut
NFT.
From... my buddy got cut from the Blue Man Group.
Wait, what?
Cuffed? Cut. He got to like the final round of
Is
trying
it the
to
same
be in
three
it.
Guys or no? Do they rotate?
I think they have to rotate.
It's not the same three.
No, dude, because they're all over the country. You think it's just how much traveling you think these guys are doing? Do they really have bald heads?
I don't know.
Have they tried to put their head in a vagina? I would. They look kind of like a penis.
I don't think.
Just say yes. True. We'll move on.
Yes. They look like the fleshlight that I got sent to me.
Is it blue for real?
Yeah. The one with the grip on it. Translucent blue.
I don't like that. Just keep it pink like a vagina.
It's kind of fun.
Like a blue?
Yeah. Feels like you're fucking at a rave.
Oh, I got it. When is that? Did I miss it?
No.
Okay.
End of July.
Okay. I really don't want to miss it.
We'll put pasties over our balls. Can you do that?
You have to put...
How?
Why?
Pasty over my dong.
If you put a pasty over your hole, is it a dick? Who knows?
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold
up. It's like a banana hammock. You can wear a banana hammock somewhat legally.
Right. Don't say banana hammock or I'll come on this fucking podcast.
Banana sounds massive.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Like workout guy and stuff like that.
Right, so how would a dog tell you you're overfeeding it? There's no communication.
Right, that's why it's 100% my fault.
But how would you know? It's not like she's going to be underfed and be like, hey, bitch, more food. Well, I mean, she might bark, but if you overfeed her, she's not going to be like, it's a little much. Can I get a to-go box?
Correct. Yeah, can I get a doggy bag?
That's where that's from.
Guys, NFT. So,
what's wrong with having a fat dog? Everything.
Everything, dude. They're going to have a fucking heart problem. They're going to have legs.
Wait, hold up.
If you're going to say you've never seen a fat dog.
What?
I've seen. Oh, sorry.
Well, I was going to say pugs for sure. But I was saying, have you ever seen an in-shape pug? Or is that just how their body's built? So even if they're thin, they still look bulky.
I think yes. I think you're right. I think they always look bulky.
Some dogs just have the body of a chorizo tube, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You
that's
can't
just their
do
shape.
Anything
English
about
bulldogs,
it.
The most in shape English bulldog is still just a condensed wheelbarrow. It's just it's somebody folded the top of a wheelbarrow on and put two eyes on it and threw a tennis ball.
Yeah, they're really cute, but their breathing issues like have a sleep apnea mask. It's awful.
Something.
It's like Jesus. You anyways,
know, put
Greta's
some,
fat.
Some nasal strips on them. Nasal?
Breathe right.
Breathe
strips.
Right.
Yeah, I want to put those on a vagina. Woo! Come on now. So it doesn't make that noise. What if you put a Breathe Right strip on a vagina so it doesn't go, do you think it would work? I think, honestly, it would.
You should try that.
Well, Megan, I'm just joking.
Anyways, fat dog, what are you going to do about it?
So they told me I have to feed my dog 25% less food. How the fuck do you figure that out? I feed my dog half a cup in the morning, half a cup at night. Tell me how to figure that out. How do you do 25% less?
So here's what you do. You take is there any wet food or just dry food?
Dry food.
Fill it up to what you usually do.
Got it.
And then save it till there's like 6 or 7 pebbles
I
left.
Can't do that.
Why?
I need exact. My friends call me by the book Blaustein. I need
so
exact.
So put a marker on...
But how do you take off 25% off a cup? Someone tell me how to do it.
Here's what you do.
Okay.
I'm a genius.
Okay.
Okay. This is you might want to take some Adderall for this. But,
okay. Give it to me.
You fill it up all the way.
Got it.
Right? Scrape it off what you normally
do. So
we
got half a cup right now.
Whatever you fill it up to, right? And then you pour it on the counter and you count how many that is. And then you subtract 20. Then you say, oh, it's 119 of them. You divide it by 4. Then you take out a quarter of it. And then you put that quarter in the bowl on the thing. What are those called? Measuring cup? Yep. And then you mark right there.
Let me tell you something.
NFT.
Let me tell you something. I was so off board, but that is
the
correct.
Answer.
That's correct because all the little kernels are about the same size.
Yeah.
So I could do that.
And you
I think
take out
a,
that quarter and I, then you mark it on the thing.
I think there's an easier way to do this and Gabe's about to yell at me right now. Yeah, I definitely could get rid
get
of it.
Get a cat.
What if I just want to like just put her back at PetSmart? What if I just walked into PetSmart and just left her there with a note that said, and just left?
Notes in dog language? You grab another dog? What does it say? The dog's like, borrow? What fuck? What is he saying? Just a concentrate of run.
Gabriel, how do I figure this out?
I mean, what you could do is if you need 25% less, so that's there's 4. You split the cup into 4 parts and you just do 3/4 as much. Harder. Just eyeball it.
What do you say, you fucking an SAT question?
No, you're talking about eyeballing it, which is ideally.
I don't
want
to eyeball it.
But do what I did. Do what I told you to do.
It's not a bad
but then
idea.
You're going to have to count out that many pebbles
that's
of food.
Weird.
Every
I'm
going
to have to do it one time, though.
Yeah.
Why do you how? But you have to count exactly that many every time that you then.
No, because you take out the quarter and you put that, and then you put that back in the
and then you mark
thing,
it.
And then you put a marker on
it. Oh,
them.
You put a mark on it.
Yeah.
And counting it every time is hilarious. Yeah. That is like.
Bitch,
happening?
I'm starving.
Are those NFTs?
The highest NFT sold for $69 million.
What was it?
It was a piece of art from a digital artist.
Okay, well, it sounds like trash. Have they ever seen the White Claw video?
I don't think so.
Guys, I rhymed claws and laws. What if I made an NFT that sold more and then I bought White Claw? Those idiots came out with a new flavor that's like 8% alcohol.
What are you...
They're like trying to be tougher now.
I hate them. Unless they sponsor this podcast. And then we're fine.
No!
Oh, we're not?
Hate
what if
them
they give
forever.
Us bags?
They tried to sue Trev.
Oh, well, what about bags?
Here's where I'm at. NFT the White Claw video.
Got it.
Buy White Claw.
Yo, if you
pay somebody to say a racial slur, they're canceled.
Cancel it.
A little bold.
Oh, cancel it.
Claws? Dangerous. That's
Whoa.
A lot. Whoa. Sounds like somebody needs to cancel them.
Oh.
Buy an NFT, buy them, and then that's the plan.
All right, well.
That's like how people like, that's how a popular nightclub started in Vegas. They like didn't let him in, so he just started his own nightclub.
Who is this?
I don't know. Somebody who started like Tao or one of them. One of them, like the guy didn't get let in a nightclub and goes, I'm just going to start my own then. I feel like there's an easier, get a $200 bill. I'm like, hey, bouncer, here.
Yeah, get more attractive.
Salary for the night.
Get more attractive. That's how you get in. Go to the gym.
Well, it's like if you have enough money to start your own nightclub, pay off the bouncer. But, in hindsight, he's probably doing very well.
Yeah.
To start your own nightclub?
I don't
You can't fucking GoFundMe for that.
No.
I didn't get into the nightclub. I need pussy. NFT.
That's why the world works. Is
NFT.
Sure. NFT is part of it, but the world works because of vagina, and that is hilarious to me. And anything that happens is because. Why do people invent coffee? Vagina.
Yeah.
Why do people invent tables? Vagina.
I don't know.
Why do people invent
vagina
microphones? Vagina. Everything's vagina.
I don't think anybody started an iced Americano because they didn't get any pussy.
Oh, they used it to get vagina? They're like, listen.
They got rejected. He takes a fucking Starbucks double shot and he's like, ha ha!
Yeah.
What if we went on a boat ride? And she's like, I do like boats.
This is what happened with the coffee thing. And then we'll get into stock talk, okay?
NFT.
There was this old pauper back in Italy.
What?
An old pauper.
What is a pauper?
Just a poor guy. There was a poor guy in Italy.
That sounds fancy.
Okay? And he had a wife. And his wife was always nagging him that he wasn't making enough money.
Sounds like a drunk at a bar trying to tell me a story.
Yeah. Anyway, sir, if you... No, so there was a... And his woman was like, hey, we need more money. Always badgering him, but no money. So he had a field of these coffee beans. And he's like, we should ground these coffee beans up and put water over them. It rained one day. It was a hot rain. I don't know why.
Is this a real story?
No. And then...
Oh, I was paying attention. Like, you heard this on Discovery Channel.
No. My point is, everything was made because of vagina. His wife was nagging him because they weren't making enough money. And then it rained hot rain over his coffee beans, and it made coffee. And that's why there's coffee. He did it for vagina.
I see zero flaws with this. You know what? You're right.
Ain't no flaws when you're drinking coffee.
Ain't no flaws when you're recording a podcast about NFTs. Listen, NFT? Guys, this is buy my money. You can't buy
NFT, me. Buy my PP.
NFT.
Porn pick? Stars. What are we doing? Starting to OnlyFans. The only
NFTs. NFT that coochie title.
Title, if that's not the
I've
title.
I've never been so sure about a title in my life.
Title.
NFT that coochie.
All right, so.
That sounds like a 2 Chainz lyric. NFT that coochie.
Woo. Ooh. All right, well, let's.
Sock
maybe,
talk, do you love me?
Let's jump in a little.
A little bit of sock talk.
Sock talk.
All right, let's do it. We got a question here from Chow Wow, who says.
No. NFT. Next.
How do I deal.
That sounds like something you'd call your fat dog. Chow Wow!
Oh, come on! She's getting better,
wait,
bro.
So what are you going to do? Just give her just less food? Are you going to walk her anymore?
Yes, dude. We've literally... She's. I'm walking her like...
Are you
going
to stop jerking off 9 times a day?
Whoa! No. No, I've already been walking her more, bro. We went on a hike and a half. One hike is 4 miles. I did another fucking loop. This fat bitch.
You know what you should do with her? Have you seen those, the way that they do put overweight dogs in underwater treadmills, like water aerobic treadmills?
What?
It's the best.
It sounds like you're waterboarding a Doberman.
What in the NFT are you talking about?
That can't be legal.
Yeah.
Also, let a dog be a dog. If a dog wants to be fat, it's a fat dog.
No.
Accept it.
The problem is Greta's only one and she's got tiny, tiny legs. And so she can't support her weight. Also, it's just hilarious because she's only 12
points.
So she's
like a skinny girl with a fucking rack.
Put her on one of these.
What is that? Is that a manatee?
Ew, what in the fuck is that?
What's going on?
That's not a dog. That's a beanbag.
It's a dog in the water?
Yeah, they put it in the water so that it doesn't hurt its joints, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's a treadmill underneath it.
I love that, actually.
Isn't it nice?
Is that why old dog do aerobics in the water?
That dog is so upset.
Yeah, I think so.
There's something so wholesome about old people working out, you know, in their aerobics class. I saw this one video on TikTok where all the old people were playing drums on a medicine ball. Very wholesome. I was like... You guys are having a good time. You guys don't give a fuck about NFTs, retweets, how many revines you're getting. Revines. God, revines. What year is it?
2021.
All right.
Also, speaking of that, synchronized swimming. How the fuck is that in the Olympics?
How often do you think they're peeing during the performance?
I think the whole time. I think
that's why they get throw the person up. Like,
yeah, they don't even do it. They don't even use their muscles. They just use urinary tract. What are we talking about? What does this coochie guy have to say?
Sock talk. This is from Chow Wow, and she wants to know, how do I deal with a roommate that I don't like? They constantly disrespect my boundaries.
Well, first things first, what are the boundaries? Because if it's just like some normal shit, that's just what roommates do.
I guess just on a surface level, it's probably like just like using her shit and not putting it back or eating her food. Or I'm just thinking like generic shit.
Yeah.
Generic. I mean, the shitty part is, you know, the easiest answer, which is not always the easiest, is just to move. But... you can have a few talks with them. I don't even know. Because if that's who that person is deep down, that's who that person is. So it's like some people are just built like that. Like some people are the way they're wired.
Yeah.
That's just who they are. That's how they were raised. And this kid I lived with in college would leave his dishes in the sink every fucking day. And to the point where my friend put him on his bed and he had a freak out.
Yeah, I love this.
Those are your dishes. And sure, we could have handled it better, but I don't think so. After telling the kid like 30 times, do the dishes, he goes, I'll get to it later, and put it, and he fucking lost his mind. That's who that kid is to the core. And for him to change that would be a lot. And so for you to stress about how somebody's built and like wired, you might just have to move on. But it might be a financial thing and you can't always move on. So you might have to just be like, you might have to start taking action, maybe.
Legal action.
But I'm saying, like, putting the dishes on somebody's bed
right
is a step above to be like, yo,
I
don't want to do this, or I don't know.
I've always lived in a pretty, for minus a few incidents, I've had a pretty good roommate situations my entire life. But I think a good way to handle this would be to try to like appeal to that person's like humanity, meaning like for them leaving the dishes in the sink. It's just leaving the dishes in the sink. It's not a big deal. But if it's really bothering you, which obviously you wouldn't write in if it wasn't bothering you this much, you can appeal to the humanity again, meaning like if you sit down with a person, you say, hey, man, when you leave the dishes in the sink, it's not just leaving the dishes in the sink. You're literally disrespecting me. You're disrespecting me. Like it's not you're just leaving like it's our sink. So think it's not your sink. It's our sink. So if you leave dishes in there, you're literally leaving dishes in my sink as well. So it's not just
the hard part is when you say that they're going to think you're being so dramatic. And they're like, bro, what the fuck is one dish? But it's like, it's a buildup. Right. Yeah. So you got to approach it like it sounds like I'm being dramatic, but this has been happening a lot and it's just messing with me. And
well, yeah, I like to, when it comes to like cleanliness stuff of like an apartment or a shared space like that, the way that I think is smart to do it is like have a conversation where it's be like, instead of like putting it all on another person, because let's be real, like, there's stuff that you're doing that annoys your roommate too. That's just like what it's like living with other people. So be like, hey, let's like, I think it would be cool if we like made more of an effort to like keep the place clean. So like, let's, you know, try to like, let's all just try to do our dishes like as soon as we eat or the same day. Like, bring yourself, like, put some skin in the game too, so you're not just like calling out another person.
Yeah, so it's also too, like, I like the accountability too, because it's also like if you bring up the fact of things that you might be doing that are annoying the person, it's not just all on them. So it's
exactly,
so it's like, oh, so the things that annoy me about this situation, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that are bothering you, so let's use this talk as what's bothering you that I am doing. Let's start there, and then let's talk about the things that are bothering me that you were doing, and hopefully we can come to a consensus of like, you know, I'll be a better roommate. I'll do this stuff that doesn't bother you, and then you can do you can be a better roommate and do the things that are bothering me, as opposed
to
just like
that
as attacking.
Crucial. Once you're at that point, you're good. It's starting that conversation though.
It's also like even if. Like, and maybe they are at this point. Maybe the point is like they've had 3 or 4 talks, and then it becomes what you were saying initially, where it's like this is the person's personality, and they're not going to change it in the 3 years they're going to live together. And then it becomes like we need to figure out, so we can quote unquote save the friendship. We need to not live together.
Yeah,
if we keep living together, I'm going to hate you.
Right. Well, you got to weigh it out. It's like, sure, they don't do their dishes, but they're my best friend and they're a great person deep down. But it's if it's like one of those things, you go, it is what it is. I pay cheap rent. This is kind of what comes with paying $600 to live in a fucking 2-bedroom. You know, like this is a great deal. So whatever. But I'd feel it out.
Yeah. I mean, there's also times like when I live with my ex, like she was not great at doing dishes and she would like leave doors open. It's just, I literally called her the poltergeist because I would go out, walk in the kitchen and all the doors would be open. I'm like, close the door. What is happening?
Yeah.
But it became a thing where I was like, okay, so these are the things that bother me. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to be like, it's not going to annoy me anymore. It's just like, I'm going to walk in the kitchen. There's going to be doors open. I'm going to close the doors and do the dishes. And then I'm going to feel better. And I'm not going to constantly yell at her. So that's also an option too.
You don't have a passive aggressive energy. Because I think that's the problem with the kid in college. Is we would see him like, man, fuck that kid. He's never done this. Didn't want to do it. So then we'd see him and he'd be like, oh, what's up? And we'd be like, oh, what's up? And he's like, why are they being weird? And we're like, because he doesn't see the dishes as a big problem.
Right.
But if we would have just done the dishes, it'd be like, whatever, it's annoying, but it is what it is.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, what appeals to the humanity of a person. Because like, to him, the dishes weren't a big deal, but to you, it was a very big deal. So to be like, I know the dishes aren't a big deal to you, but it really bothers me. I can't live in an environment where it's messy. It affects my creativity. It affects me as like a person.
Yeah.
And I need it to be clean. So if you like me as a person, can you please do the dishes because it's affecting me a lot? And if then it's like, oh, it's not even dishes. It's like, I like this person, so I don't want to make them feel bad. Let me do the dishes.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I mean, there's a lot of advice here, and you can kind of like sift through and pick what you want.
Before you get to that point, it's going to be hard not to like, because I think what happens is like, you'd make a little comment, be like, hey, would you mind dinner? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll get to it later. And then that's when you jump and you go, okay, well, actually, it's been pissing me off for months. And then they're like, oh, geez, fucking freak out. It's hard because like this has been affecting you for weeks, months, years, whoever knows how long. But this person doesn't see it as a problem. So you got to like somehow get in there and be like.
You can't start at 1,000, I think what Trevor's saying.
Right, which is hard because that you're trying to go step by step. So I feel like gradually get there.
Yeah.
But yeah, even make it something more fun. Be like, bro, I was thinking like, what do we do like Sunday? We used to do this in my old apartment. We'd do Sunday cleans.
That's cool.
We'd all meet up, call it deep house cleaning, put on deep house fucking techno.
Oh, and shit. Take some Adderall, bro, and just fucking get.
Yeah, but it was a thing. And then it was just like we expected it. And then it'd be like 5 o'clock. We'd all just like group chat and be like, yo, deep house. And it was kind of funny because it's like it's a conscious effort. Nobody wants to do the dishes. But like our apartment would look like shit. We'd all clean it and be like, I feel good about the week.
Yep.
I love cleaning on Sundays. That's just great. Like getting the mindset.
Because then it's not so like every day or every millisecond you're doing something. It's just like things get crazy during the week. Sunday we clean.
Yeah. Well, that's,
that's like a good middle ground. Yeah. I like that.
So find a middle ground, I think.
Yeah.
Cool. Solid. All right,
NFTs.
Let's do a hooch sock.
NFT your roommate for a dollar. That's true.
Okay.
All right. This is an anonymous submission who says, as a girl, I watch DP porn because there's more going on. Double the stimulation.
She watches DP porn. It's double the stimulation. Double penetration. Would you ever do that?
Double penetrate someone?
Yeah. Like if you were single and we were out on the road and some lady was like, you know what? I want to make an NFT.
NFT. I would have to know how much the NFT is selling for. What's the title on it? Threesome, one guy comes too quick. Has to sit in the rocking chair in the corner. Read Dr. Seuss poems 4 times.
Rocking chair in the corner. First of all, Dr. Seuss is canceled.
Sorry.
You said sorry.
I didn't mean to get so political edgy on this podcast.
What was I going to say?
Would I do it? Probably you'd do it once just to, if I was a single man, just to, you know, just to say you did the thing.
I would, you know what's funny is
nobody's asking. It's not like you go to a Starbucks and you're like, yeah, can we get a name for the order? And how many times have you double penetrated somebody? Guess you're not getting a shot in a fucking creme brulee latte in there, you bitch. You want a pumpkin spice latte? Yeah, okay.
Of course you do.
You pussy.
You pussy bitch. Okay. She watches double penetration because she needs double the dick. Great. I mean, I think
whatever
that's
does it
great.
For you, you know.
The one worry here is like you set your brain up to be like that's how I'm stimulated, and then all of a sudden every time you have sex, you get like
you're on
your
honeymoon.
Hey, listen, I need.
And you're jamming a cucumber in your ass, and he goes, "What the hell? You're like, I thought that was for breakfast." She goes, "Oh,
it is breakfast. You want to see eggs Benedict? Eggs Benedict? Eggs Benedict? This dick."
I just picture that being a porn. It's like girl orders the wrong eggs Benedict, and then just like he just like jams his dick through it. There's been so many porns I've seen where the guy puts his dick through pizza. It's got to burn. Also,
it can't feel good.
But then the girl gets to lick out the pizza sauce. Probably not bad. Probably better than what dick tastes like. Every time I get fucking sucked off by the lady, I go, be real with me. How does it taste? She goes, it tastes like penis. And I go, what does that
what
mean?
What conversations are y'all having?
Well, no,
what does it taste like? This ain't a fucking buffet?
No, but you know, after you've had a long day and you go, okay, does it?
Got it.
It's not like we just get sucked off. It's like, yeah. Do you taste the notes of Earl Grey tea and charcoal and campfire and string bean vanilla? But it's just like if I've had a day and I go, does it taste weird?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean,
it tastes like a penis. I mean, what's that mean?
Well, it's just like if she goes,
what
is it? I've
never had
like
a papaya. I've never sucked my own dick, allegedly. If I've never
ordering the
court. I've never tasted a dick, and I go, if I've never had a papaya, and I go, it probably tastes like a papaya. I don't know what a papaya tastes like.
Listen, I'm assuming, quote unquote, assuming a dick just kind of tastes like your finger.
I don't think so.
You don't
because
think
your
so?
Finger is not trapped underneath sweat and next to balls all day with heat and humidity. If you had your finger in your pants all day and then you tasted your finger, yeah. But see this? My finger is free. I'm not a nudist right now.
It probably just tastes a little fucking salty.
Come here.
I don't know how else to end that show. That show.
NFT.
Show. All right, guys. NFT. No fucks taken. All right. Holy
shit.
That'd
be a terrible tramp stamp of a tattoo.
Oh, horrendous. All right, guys. Well, that is the
episode. That's the
episode.
Like I always say. I don't know.
You got it.
Like I always say, make sure to like, share, review, subscribe, buy my NFT. And yeah, man. Really just excited for the future. I don't know.
Man, I'm excited for the future, too. And as I always say, man, we just really, really enjoy that you guys are still part of this community, and we're going to do bigger and better things coming very soon. And it's just been a crazy journey, and we appreciate each and every one of you being part of it. So yeah, man, we love you, and have a great Wednesday. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.